now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I think we're going to have a good program today. We're going to talk about religion. What is religion? Real religion. True religion. So stay tuned. Fasten your seatbelts. Yes, welcome, everyone, buddy. My name is Roland. I've been on the air for 25 years now. And I've always had the same message, basically, and that is to look to your intuition. Look to what you know in your heart is right. Okay? But what do? We look to outside authorities, don't we? It was from the time you were a little child. A lot of times, when we're little children, we're not allowed to see what we see. A little child sees something and says something and they get slapped around for telling the truth. Sometimes children get slapped around just for looking. The child will be looking at the parent, for example, a parent who's being mean or who's being impatient or who's being phony. And the wickedness in the parent cannot stand to be observed by the innocent eyes of a child. That's why you have so much universal cruelty to children around the world. Okay? So we're taught to look to outside authorities for answers. Now, if you had a good father, see, what a good father is supposed to do is validate on the outside what the child knows in its heart. See, the good father stands for what's right, for what's true, for what's wise, for what's sensible, for what's honorable. See, and he stands for truth. So the good father, the wise father, see, the little child sees what's true. Little children are close to their intuition, close to the light. And of course, little children get lost in their imagination. It's natural. I think it's a kind of a protection. A little child is not ready for too much reality. There's too much, you know, awful things out in the world to be seen, and there's not time yet for the little child. The little child first needs to grow, needs to play and discover and grow and be happy. Be a little child, see? So little children spend a lot of time in their imagination. But little children also are close to reality, so they discover things at lightning speed. Have you ever noticed little children, they learn to walk, to talk at lightning speed? Okay? The good father validates on the outside what is true and what is good, and that confirms to the child what the child knows in his heart. But what happens to us, to most of us, is that our father wasn't there for us. Or if he was there for us, he was no good. Okay, he was no good. Or if he was halfway decent, then he was weak. Okay? Or maybe he did validate on the outside what we knew in our heart, but he just wasn't strong enough. See, he too was eventually overcome by the world. But a lot of us, our father wasn't even there for us. He wasn't there for whatever reason. There was a divorce, or he just wasn't there. He may have sat in the living room, and he still wasn't there. See, fathers have a tendency to become nothings. Mom becomes everything. Dad becomes nothing. So there you have it. So there the child didn't have validated in his heart what he knew was right. So what happens then? Everybody confused him. Mom wanted to be worshipped. She wanted to be right. How many of you had a mother that always had to be right? Okay, and if you argued with her, see, or disagreed with her, then you got slapped around or put down or rejected somehow, see? Then you went off to school and there were bullies, and then there were teachers that were bullies, and there were hypocrites that had a lot of confusion. They said one thing but meant another. They acted one way, but secretly we're another way. So there was a lot of confusion. Okay, and that's why we need the good father to help validate what we know in our heart. Visit our 24/7 self-help resource center at commonsensecounseling.org. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland. We're talking about true religion. I'm laying a little groundwork for you so you can see what true religion is. Now, so what happens then to the child? The father is weak or father's not there for the child. The child goes out in the world and then the whole world seems to be dead set against the child seeing for itself, learning, for discovering for itself. And so the child, see, is very quickly confused about what it sees. The child sees one thing and then they deny that that's what he saw. See, you know how people, see the simple example is somebody that says, well, have a nice day. See, they don't really mean have a nice day. They mean just the opposite. They want you to have a terrible day, but they say have a nice day, but they don't mean it. See, well, that's obvious. See, but there's a lot of other confusion out there in the world where people say one thing and mean another, act one way but are secretly another way. See? Or they pretend to know when they really don't know. See, a lot of authorities, parents, teachers, administrators, coaches, various adult authorities, bureaucrats, they pretend to know but they really don't. See? And because they really don't know, they're very, very, very defensive. And so if you argue with them at all, they become extremely defensive over it, and they defend whatever it is that they're pushing, see, they defend it, and they try to make it seem as if you're wrong for even questioning, see, they try to make it seem like you're wrong for even asking the question, see, they're basically bullies is what they are. Everywhere you go in the world, there are bullies. Tyrants, petty tyrants. Of course, there are big tyrants. Stalin, Mao Zedong. I could name the tyrants, but I don't need to. But there are big tyrants, and then there are middle of the hierarchy tyrants, and then there are petty tyrants. See how a lot of how many homes nowadays are single parent homes? So it's mom. Most of the time, it's mom. There's no dad there. Nobody knows who the dad even was. Or if they know who he was, he's long gone. See? And so all you have is a witch, see, with kids. See? And she wants to be right. She wants to be seen as right and as good and as nice and as wonderful. And she won't stand for any criticism. And so you're required to see her as being wonderful, see? And so she puts on this tremendous act of being wonderful out in the world. When she gets home, she screams at the kids. See, it's very typical. All I'm doing is describing a typical situation. Sure, you have homes where the father is a tyrant, or, you know, you have that too. You have all kinds of tyrants. See, they're everywhere. Older brothers can be a tyrant. Older sisters can be bullies. See. And teasers, you go to school, there's tease. The group itself can be a bully. See, the group itself can gang up on the one child, probably the most innocent child. It's the one they'll pick on. Okay? Very typical. And so, you wonder, why? Well, there are reasons. We won't go into them now. But all you need to know is this. You need to know that the world is confusing. There's a lot of wickedness in the world and evil. And there are a lot of people who are phony, see, and who are petty tyrants, and who really don't know, but they pretend they know. And they want to be worshipped. They want to be seen as right. They want to be admired. See, they want to be liked. And if one of those happens to be your lording it over you in some way, then you have hell to pay if you don't see them as they want to be seen. Okay? But what you need to know, okay, here's what you need to know. You need to know that that's kind of the way it is. So if you've always felt you sort of knew things, you saw things, and yet everybody denied what you saw or what you knew. They tried to make you seem like you were wrong for even asking a question, see? Well, you just have to know that that's their modus operandi. And what they want is for you to become, what they want is first of all for you to doubt yourself. Because once you doubt yourself, once you doubt what you know in your heart, then what happens is, see, having doubted that, then all that's left is what is on the outside. That's all that's left. If you want to know anything at all, see, if you want to get anywhere at all, if you want to be anything at all you can be and know is what it comes from the outside. And so you open up yourself wide to drink in the knowledge and education and the mores of the group and popular culture and whatever else there is, and you become just like them. But you lose yourself, you lose your innocence, and you lose the connection with your inner ground from which you could have become an Einstein, a Madame Curie, a Stephen Jobs, a Paul, a Moses, a David, a Ruth. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back. We're talking about true religion, and I'm getting there. I'm laying some groundwork. You need to have groundwork laid. So I said that you doubted yourself. People made you doubt through cruelty, through confusion, through relentless pressure, through seduction and bribe and tease and in various ways. See, or the whole, just the mass, the sheer mass of the whole world saying one thing, and there you are. See, seeing the truth. Everybody says that some person is wonderful, but you see that he's not wonderful. But when you have all these people saying he's wonderful, well, see, then you, if you, but when you doubt yourself, that cuts you off from your inner ground. Okay? So that's one big mistake. So now let me quickly bring in true religion and just say a little bit about it, and then I'll continue. But now you see, now you know what faith is. Faith is adhering to and not doubting what you know in your heart. See, for example, take Moses. Moses was raised in the Pharaoh's household. See, he could have been a prince. He could have been a super wealthy, multi-millionaire, powerful prince. See, but somehow deep in his heart, he knew that, he wanted to be with his people somehow. He sensed an affinity for the Jewish people, and he sensed that wasn't the path for him. So he went with what he knew in his heart. See, this was long before Moses was, had the meeting with God, and long before he had the Ten Commandments, and long before anything, long before when he was just a young man. He turned his back on wealth and power and all that kind of stuff. And who will do that? See, but he did. He followed what he knew in his heart. And you can imagine everybody said, "Why, you're crazy." See, the whole world would have tried to make him doubt himself. "Man, you don't want to do that. You can have a lot of power, and you can have money and wealth and success and all the trappings of power, but he went off to be, a shepherd, I guess. He went off to some land, and he got married and raised a family, and he was a shepherd for, 40 years? He lived out in the desert for 40 years. Okay? Just a simple, very, very simple life. Okay? But he did what he knew in his heart was right. What he was supposed to do, what God wanted him to do, hoped for him to do. Well, then, when he was 80 years old, he was ready for God to use him, and boy, did God use him. Moses rose up with great power, not his, but God's power. He crushed the Pharaoh's army, and rescued the people. There were millions of people. Rescued them all. See, not only that, but he met God. He was called upon by God to begin this wonderful, wonderful thing that's happening throughout history. The salvation of the world began with Moses and God's promises, God's covenant with them, and the commandments, and then eventually the culmination is through Christ, okay? But you see how Moses was a man of faith. Now, I give you another example of faith. Remember Christ, the story of Christ said to the disciples, who do people say that I am? And the disciples said, "Well, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're this, some say you're that." He said, "Well, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, blessed are you, for flesh and bones has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven." See, how did Simon Peter know that Jesus was Christ? He knew it in his heart. He knew it within. He realized it. He just saw it. He just knew it. He didn't study it. He didn't learn it. Nobody told him. He knew it in his heart. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. So now you see how important it is not to doubt yourself. Okay? Which is what you've done. That's why I have the meditation. Some of you have doubted yourself so much and you've become so corrupted. See, the outside has come in. All of your studying and all of the music and all of the videos and all the stuff has poured in through the open breach into you and into your mind. See, you are so corrupted now. You can't, if you sit there, then your mind is endless. There's an endless parade of images and words and things going on. You're just completely distracted. Some people cannot even study. They can't study. So they can't think anymore because their mind is constantly abuzz with all this stuff. And all they can do is reach for something on the outside, reach for their iPhone and do some texting or surf the internet and stare at image, find something outside to grab their attention, to hold it, so they don't go drifting away again with their daydream. You see what I mean? So the meditation that I have helps a person to reconnect with their, see, get out of those images. Now you fall into the images. Everything you fall into. See, you get lost in your texting, lost in your internet, lost in your music, lost in everything, conversations, and lost in daydreams, lost in the images in your mind. Okay? So you need to become recentered again. Refine your what you know in your heart, refine your wordless intuition, and then begin to flow from it. See, then you can re-find the condition that you had. See, the calm, poised position that you had long ago before you fell. Okay? So now we talked about doubting ourselves. The other thing is getting upset. The other thing that will cause your boat to capsize. See, we ought to go through life like a boat going through water. The water stays on the outside and you just skim lightly over the surface. But instead what happens is our boat begins to wobble, see, and then all of a sudden water comes in more and more and more and then it begins to capsize. So the world rushes in, see. So one way is through doubt. They got you to doubt yourself. Then the other way is through becoming upset and becoming emotional, see. See, and that also lets the outside in. And then the worst of all is becoming resentful, angry and resentful. That's guaranteed to cut you off from your inner ground of good and guaranteed to cause the world to rush in. Okay? So you have all of that working against you, but fortunately you can reconnect with the inside again. So you have to become sort of like Alfred E. Newman. He's always there, kind of with a smile on his face, saying, "What, me worry?" You have to become like that. You have to become a free spirit. You have to be independent, self-reliant. See, trust what you know in your heart. Let go of your anger. See, let go of your... See, some people, they see all the phoniness and the hypocrisy, or they see it in religion, organized religion, so then they become resentful, and then they become hardened in unbelief or hardened in skepticism. But it's a skepticism based in resentment and hatred and hostility. That's not good, see? Then on the other hand, then you have people who are independent, but they're just like rebels. They're angry rebels, resentful rebels. They just automatically rebel against everything. See, well, that's not good either. But what you need to be is like a creative rebel. See, where you're kind of there. See, you're neither for nor against. You stand back, you observe, you see what's right, and you just follow and do what's right. See, you're following what's within. You see, You're following your intuition. You're not reacting and rebelling against what's on the outside. See, you're not conforming to the outside or rebelling against it. See, so now you got the idea what true religion is. God wants you to realize religion for yourself, not because somebody said so. You have to find out who Jesus is, what religion is, what's right, what's wrong. See, your path in life, not because somebody said so, not because you read it in a book, but because you see for yourself. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living, and I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org, either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program about true religion. I just laid the groundwork. That's all I did, but I laid enough. So if you see what I said, understand what I said, get to meditation, start to practice it, reconnect with your inner ground of good and begin to flow from it, why your whole life could change for the better. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.